and the next person to be eliminated from the competition is Casey.
Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning, Casey. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm a little bit sleepy. Mm-hmm. Didn't get to sleep last night.
Did you stay up late last night?
I tried not to, but I couldn't help it. So.
Are you one of those people, if you're kind of anxious and nervous about something or just kind of wound up, you can't sleep?
Yeah, it's just like a lot of things were going through my head, and I just couldn't stop. So
what was bugging you the most? What was eating at you the most when you had your head on the pillow last night and you just couldn't drift off?
Nothing was really bugging me. I was just replaying everything over in my head. I've been at this since July. Mm-hmm. I've been in Toronto since July, so I've had a lot to think about. I just wanted everything to soak in. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I bet you heard that announcement that we just played back a few times from Ben Mulrooney as well.
Uh-huh.
I'm just curious, because now, you know, it's down to five contestants. Now it's down to four after suffering your loss last night. What's going through your head when he gives that dramatic pause? Canada voted, and the next person eliminated from Canadian Idol is... Are you thinking your name? Are you thinking Susie's name? Are you thinking something else completely?
I'm thinking something else completely, and I don't even know what that something else is. When Ben is talking... like totally over my head, I don't hear anything.
Just it's fuzz. Just,
until he says the name, and then it's like, oh, okay. So yeah.
Man. You know what? You're a beautiful young lady. Lung lady.
And she has beautiful lungs.
You sing like a bird, and I don't think anybody would argue that there's definitely a future for you in this industry.
Thank you.
Is that part of what was keeping you up last night? Not only reflecting on what's happened over the last 2 months, but sort of thinking, what am I going to do now?
It's been a little bit like that, just because I just graduated at the beginning of the summer.
From that
point. And I don't have a high school to go back to, so I had to start thinking about all these different things and keep in mind that there may be some other things coming to me, like to do with singing and to do with music and things like that. So mm-hmm. It's kind of weird because I don't really know what I'm going to do. I'm just kind of riding the wave. So
the world is your oyster, my love. It's all there, ready for you to snatch.
Yes.
Let's just check something while we've got you on the phone here, Casey. There's a girl by the name of Tara on the phone. Tara, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, you have a Beaumont, some kind of connection to Casey?
Yeah, her Aunt Wanda works at the physiotherapy clinic that I go to. Ooh, and yeah. She has a big picture of her up on the wall, and everybody who was going in there was completely cheering for her. The whole town of Beaumont was cheering for her.
Hey.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that nice to know, Casey?
That is very nice.
That's so exciting.
I'm wondering if she knew who Aunt Wanda was doing that.
Yeah, actually, I did know she was doing that. She writes with my mom a little bit on the internet and stuff like that. So, yeah, cool.
What's that? When was the last time you saw your Aunt Wanda?
When was the last time I saw Aunt Wanda? It's been a while, probably around Christmas, I think it was.
Wow.
But you've been in contact over the email, obviously.
Yeah, and she called me a few days ago and left a message on my phone. So.
Well, that's nice. Tara, thanks for the tip on that.
No problem. And New Brunswick, the poster that they made for you was really great, too. They were cheering for you, too. She had that up on the wall, too.
Yes, they were wonderful posters. Thank you.
No problem. Cool.
Right on, Tara. Thanks for the call,
Tara.
This morning. That was nice.
Oh, that's nice. There you go. Vote of confidence from up here.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, you know, you did. You had all of New Brunswick behind you, and still, sometimes that's not enough. And who can tell why people vote the way they do, whether it's regional or whether it's a popularity contest or what it is. You know, we're happy that Melissa is still a part of the show because, of course, we're rooting for anybody from Alberta. But it's also nice to see that you got a pocket of fans in Beaumont, Alberta, rooting for you. So who knows how it goes, right?
Right.
I know you're not going to tell us who exactly you're cheering for at this point.
None of you people ever do. It's like you signed something before you decided to be on this. Never talk about any one person individually.
Right. Never give favorites.
But I think about them all equally.
But
and
just
I'm going to be the next Miss Canada. You know?
So instead of telling us who your favorite is, let's just ask you point blank. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Melissa.
Melissa and I are almost the same age.
Yes.
And we've experienced a lot of the same things. And so we do a lot of talking, like not as much as sisters would do, but pretty close. Yeah. We talk about friendships, about old boyfriends, things like that. So, it's just really comfortable, and we have a lot of fun together.
Good Lord, who had the oldest boyfriend?
Who had the oldest boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You do, too. You.
I don't think it was me. Well, I haven't had anyone really older than me, but yeah, anyway.
Listen to you giggle. You just made her blush, BJ.
You know, and on the website there, and I'm sure you've seen this, Casey, because it's quoting you, and I think the youth of today should take heed. Because you said, I love this, sunflowers are my favorite flower because the sunflower always turns its head toward the sun, no matter how faint the light may be.
Right.
Aw, that just gave me chills.
Absolutely. So look toward the sun, Casey, and I know we'll see you again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, Casey.
All the best.
Casey LeBlanc eliminated last night from Canadian Idol. You can't say anything not nice
so
to her.
So sweet.
And like I said, I've been saying for the last 4 weeks, I think Casey's out. But not because I didn't like her.
I'd like to make her some soup and maybe some cheese sandwiches or something. That's how I feel towards her.
Sure, wrap her up in an Afghan.
Come on over. Let's have some tomato soup and cheese sandwiches.
She reminds me a little bit of
a fried bologna sandwich.
A fried bologna sandwich?
Make her a fried bologna sandwich.
They love those in New Brunswick.
I know, that's my point.
She'd be all over that.
It'd be great.